This is an MUT Radio podcast.
But in studio, I have with me, you know what? No, I'm not going to say. I'm just super excited about today. I'm excited, you know. So I have with me in studio
Action and Monday.
Action and Monday! Boom, 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 boom! With my horn! Yes, the air horn! We deserve it!
Let's go.
Welcome!
Yes.
How you guys doing? I've never met you guys, so this is exciting for me. I have Action, I have Monday. Well, at least I hope you guys heard only good things about me.
Yeah, very good.
So far, so good.
So far, so good. I'm glad, man. Okay, ngizoqala ngo Action. Actually, I've heard about you from Palm Trees Paradise.
Yeah, Palm Tree.
Like, I'm the biggest fan of Palm Trees Paradise since 2017, you know? Like, when you guys were just, like, doing the most unbelievable variety. I mean, I could go on, like, literally.
Yeah, that was a fun time for us, yeah.
Yeah, it was a fun time.
Yeah, it was really fun. The whole 3 years of just running.
Oh, it was just 3 years.
Yeah, it was 3 years. Started in like 2016, dropped Unbelievable.
Sure.
Then same year, 2016, we dropped Abarazi.
Yeah.
Then the next year, we dropped the whole tape.
Yeah, the whole
January.
Tape.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you just brought those summer vibes,
yeah,
in J.
Everything was dope.
And then what happened?
It was our first tour, the Sneak Exchange tour.
Sure.
That was like amazing for all of us.
Yeah. And then what happened? Like, why did you guys split? Like, I was still expecting so much from you guys.
Yeah, well, it was like a matter of like business preferences, you know?
Sure.
Everybody has their own thing. Time's going, so everybody just felt like, yo, I'm a bit too, we should wanna drop the next tape, but like, let's just work on our thing, like,
yeah,
find ourselves, create our own brand.
No, I get it.
That's what we've been doing, and it actually ain't gonna matter. It worked.
It worked. It's
like Uchun is just released right now.
Yeah.
T-Pack, Pete Dog has been releasing. We're in the streets, probably working, Jay.
Yeah, push on,
bro.
We're here for it. And you brought Monday. Tell us who is Monday and what does he do?
Monday for to abanye bathu Msomluko is an all-round entertainer.
Sure.
As a vocalist, dance and
umfana. Oh, yeah, dance. So nje ivosho nje. Hey, you say xebula, nyamay.
Kodwa phela iminyaka iyahamba ngishala wahlelekile.
Yeah, wanna say this nigga wayigqumnishini.
It's the amount of love and passion that I have for it.
We're here for it. What do you guys have for us?
Yemi. This is me.
This is you.
Yeah, we just dropped the song.
So the song is created by me and Monday, produced by Ndao.
Neon Ndao.
One of the best.
Showcase.
That's who we work with. That's who we move with.
Yeah.
There's a lot of other producers too, but like, it stands out, you know? So, Monday, Naomi, we decided to go to the studio one day. It's about three, man. And he made the beat. And then he whistled on the beat. You wanna hear him whistle?
Yeah.
Issue.
There's a whistle, Lapayan.
You don't get all of Abanja out of it, so then I just go out to Shaikwell, Lapayan. We don't get people like that. He did that. He recorded himself, went to the booth, recorded himself, came back, chopped it up, and then it sounded nice.
Yeah.
I got my ideas. I come up.
They started flowing.
I flow my ideas.
So
then finally me, came beast, up. I just went in. I just wrote some crazy shit.
Hey. Definitely. Kota ngifuna before ngizangcile kakhulu kule. What is more to come for Action individually, and what is more to come for Monday individually?
Oh man, we got so much to do. We got so much work to do. We need to become legendary. So
showcase.
Monday is one of the greatest vocalists I've ever heard.
As Action, definitely.
So as Action, I'm just like, I like concepts. We just dropped the music video. I gave him a concept.
This guy is a director, basically.
We're boxing, you know. We're gonna make this a boxing thing, you know.
Yeah.
So what's I pay show? And Monday was like, let's find the place and whatever.
Sure.
So me and him just like working together was dope because he actually like was listening to my concepts.
Sure.
How crazy I am, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, came up with something great.
I'm that kind of person. I want to be that guy that gives concepts and ideas and sells these ideas. I feel like I should be doing that because every time, even if I look at you and you talk to me about something and I come up with an idea for you.
Yeah, it just happens organically.
So I'm that guy. I'm also a great writer. I enjoy writing, so I want to progress in that too musically. So I strive for that, and I'm pushing that for at least another 10 years, trying to become a brand, trying to become
showcase. And Monday,
one of the greatest.
What is more to come for you as an artist in 2023? I mean, we in May, we still have June, July. We still have time.
So, for me, I've been working on some music as well. Collaborating with a lot of artists from the city. Pito, Kione Onda, Ekshini, Kums Taylor, Slow Waves.
Yes.
Hubang Mkotla and Gakoli, Samang Kotla. Who else? There's so many more that I want to still add onto the music that I'm currently making. Because I was just like, Yazin, it's overdue, man. You couldn't collaborate and I want to.
Definitely.
And that's how it came up with Yimilo no Action. Like, it's a good year already. It's a good start.
Definitely.
So there's just going to be more music, more visuals. I'm hoping to collaborate with dancers as well. Like crazy music videos.
Yeah.
We're still gonna conceptualize, and it's about the work. It's about the work.
Definitely,
it's
man.
It's about the work,
Manje, how would you describe your sound?
My sound.
Who's considering listening to Monday?
Did I not mention I'm a multi-genre vocalist and artist? I'm a multi-genre artist, so I'm just experimenting with my genres. I've always been doing that. There's a project thing I keep, Anjay. I think last year was, it was last year, TV Colors Deluxe EP. That's where you actually get to hear with Kahle Kahle Ngingena Yonke Indawo. But I just keep myself in check and keep my style of doing things and my execution ngendlela yot on any beat. So I just want to say I'm just out there. I'm just out there, but R&B in fact.
R&B.
R&B.
Target market.
Because
R&B. I mean, no lady doesn't love R&B. It's just like,
and especially if you execute it in such a way,
this guy. No, I'm looking forward to it. Action. Would you say that you have evolved as an artist, like from Palm Trees Paradise? Has your sound changed over the years, or we still keeping that energy of like summer vibes, you know, cotton candy, you know what I mean?
Well, I could say like Palm Trees is like a template for me to copy.
We
were there, I feel like it was a university. All of us. So we took a lot out of it. From each other, even inspiration, and like, oh, teaching me how, like, P Dog could teach me, like, yo, bro, you can use your vocal like this.
You know?
And Sidro would tell me, yo, bro, why don't you add these type of vocals?
Yeah.
I could sound more culturally, you know, involved and stuff. So I was like, oh, okay. So even I give advice and so forth. So my sound, like, basically pick pieces out of it, put it together, and I came up with, like, basically this Kwaito child.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah.
Rhythmic, you know.
Yeah.
Raps, street raps.
Sure. You know,
yeah, but, like, I could write a whole lot of other stuff too. So I released a Kwaito child last year.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had like a song there. I've never written a love song there.
Oh, like, as the ladies, we want it.
That's where I wrote. See, I started, like, becoming, like, more, like, in tune with, like, who I really am.
Sure.
So that was the first tape I dropped, Quite a Child.
Yeah.
And yeah. So this is how I became this kind of guy.
Yeah. Sure.
I'm a very wise rapper, that's the thing.
That verse, Kuyimino, that verse.
Let's see. No, I'm still gonna listen to it.
Yeah, I seen that verse. Ha ha. He hasn't even got me out of my comfort zone.
Yes, you were.
I've never sang on top of, like, a straight, like, quiet beat.
So
what village? I'm going in.
Yeah.
I was going in.
For sure.
Yeah, it was crazy.
But the pen is, I can control it, but, like, depends on the beat. It's like, it has to tell me.
Millions
it has to have emotion and direct me
in
a certain way. So that even in this beat, that's what happened. It sounded like, okay, this one needs to inspire people.
So any future collaborators we can look forward to on your projects?
Oh,
besides Ormandy.
the next song I wanna have, I'm gonna be dropping, it's gonna be with Scorch.
Scorch, okay, lo. Hey, ngizo kalanga, ngo tangelo kibeli inti impinde.
You know, the crazy thing is, like, all of us go way back, like, it's years, Sazan.
Wow.
Like, a lot of people in the industry, like, even from Palm Tree NG.
Definitely.
It's all Scorch, on and down. It's been years of just understanding each other. So, umalulu kuthi sikwazi ukusebenzisana futhi.
Definitely.
Yeah,
like, we kept each other, so, like, Miss Pan and Spanange, like, you know, with each other. So, yeah, we'll score your next day. You know, I got songs with my ex. I'm actually gonna drop a tape with my DJ.
X-O-3-1. Oh, shout out X.
Yeah, so we're working on that, and that's gonna be the first single. It's called Irrepresenter. Yeah, that's gonna be dope. And that's like what I'm gonna, that's the only information I'm giving right now.
Okay, but but as much as you will be releasing Ingoma, should we, like, when can we see you outside? You know, like, the events.
Me and X
turning it up, you know.
Yeah, me and X are gonna be working on some events. Cause I'm also, like, I've done, like, events.
Yeah, sure.
An event called Creative Market. Away House.
Yeah.
Did, like, 12 of them.
Yo.
Yeah. And
work.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, and I was, like, the event coordinator.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, me and X, we're doing that together.
Sure.
We're gonna carry on working together. We're creating events, launches, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, there are platforms, Jazzy, like, Dubai,
I workshop yadingakala kodwa ngeke ngize ngande kakhulu
ama event
na kanjani because phela bemefuna ukusinikeza i-event nina nanikeke ngeke ngize expose awu bafethu
ama promoters abasazama kodwa nje ukuthi ama artists they not patient.
Sure.
Like some guys wanna come there with music that's not
showcase.
Some people wanna perform, but they actually can't perform.
Yeah.
Some people haven't rehearsed. They don't rehearse. They don't.
Definitely.
So like, stay prepared. Phone, right?
Yeah.
I would have any other phone to tell on Ganas. I am an ingabas. Kota has pumege lapo. So how can people find you on social media?
Mina vezu ngandeleni Instagram.
Oh, Instagram ekuphela, Facebook. No. Instagram.
Just Instagram. What's your Instagram?
What's your handle? How can people find you on Instagram?
_action.
How do you spell action? Because in Gazi, I go on your action. Yeah.
That's very important. That's the code.
Right? Yeah.
That's a secret code.
It's, definitely. Yeah.
So it's AXSION.
Yeah. AXSION. Palm tree _. Yeah.
I could write action.
Yeah, okay, I get it. And Monday, how can people get you on?
Monday is spelled as MANDE.
Yeah.
_ZA on Facebook, page Lami, Instagram, handle, Twitter, handle, YouTube, channel, SoundCloud.
Yes, everywhere.
Yonke nje kodwa ungashuthi umsomluko phela lo Monday
lo MANDE.
Yeah, the E has an accent grave at the end. So.
All right. Thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.